With a deterioration and lack of investment in the nation's public water supply delivery systems, more water disasters are in the headlines. From a chemical spill in a West Virginia river in January 2014 that affected 300,000 people, to the reports this month of serious contamination of the water in Flint, Michigan. More efforts are underway to privatize water that has historically been a public resource, both in the U.S. and around the world. At the same time, the growth in the sale of bottled water that consumers purchase on their own has accompanied and exacerbated the privatization trend. Corporate water privatization deals appeal to many cash-strapped cities and towns in need of costly infrastructure retrofits. But once in control of a vital public resource, corporations often use their monopoly to raise the cost of drinking water without public accountability. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Mary Grant, director of the Food and Water Watch Public Water for All campaign. Here she describes her group's work, promoting the protection and affordability of the nation's water supply by fighting privatization bids and advocating for increased federal investment.
Our Public Water for All campaign, we coordinate with local communities that are working to oppose the privatization of their water system, to support community efforts that are seeking public control of their water systems from private entities. And also we support water affordability programs.
It seems we're hearing more about water problems, from the disaster in West Virginia last year that affected 300,000 consumers, to news just this week that the water in Flint, Michigan is contaminated.
Yeah, so we do see increasing instances, or at least, I don't know if it's getting worse, but we're seeing more news about it, more concern about water quality problems, and our understanding of water quality contamination is getting better, so we know the health effects of contamination. So in communities like Flint, we were proud to work with What Are You Fighting For?, a local organization that was working to reconnect the city's water back to Detroit water. When they switched from Detroit water to Flint River water, and the community experienced serious problems with the water quality, in particular lead poisoning in their water. And then more children are having their high levels of lead in their blood. So that's a serious issue, and it's because of the corrosion in the pipes from the switch to Flint River water. It's more corrosive, and they didn't have the proper remediation chemicals included in the water. But we do see that this is an important issue. It remains an important issue. Since the founding of our organization, we've worked with communities working on fighting water privatization. They've reached out to us, and we need support to keep their water systems in local public hands. But what we're seeing as a growing problem is affordability. Federal funding for our water and sewer systems has been decreasing. Water quality standards are getting more stringent as we understand more about the contaminants in our water, and our climate is changing. So these factors are increasing the cost of infrastructure improvements that we need in order to provide safe water. So the issue becomes, how do you pay for it with federal funding dwindling? Rates are going up in communities across the country. Water rates are regressive, so they pose a disproportionate burden on low-income households. A solution that we see is having water affordability programs to address that issue of increasing water rates and regressive water bills to ensure that everyone has access to safe and affordable water service.
Did you say that climate change is a contributing factor in these problems?
Yeah, climate change is an issue for many communities, especially coastal communities that are seeing rising water levels. There's more flood events. There's droughts, changing climate, extremes in weather events that are affecting our water utilities that people have to plan for and, make improvement projects to plan for and to protect their water supplies.
Mary Grant, I've heard it said, and, this is at least partly by water companies themselves, who obviously have a vested interest, that water is the most undervalued of any of the utilities in America, and that in order to protect water quality and update infrastructure, water bills will naturally have to go up.
We think that water is priceless. It's invaluable. And so the water itself is a common resource. There is a cost to treating and distributing the water. And we want to make sure that those costs, that burden of those costs, are allocated equitably so that we're not overburdening low-income households. The intention of the affordability work that we're doing. But we also want to, ensure that all the money, all the revenue collected from water and sewer rates are going back into the system. We don't want to have profiting off of our water and sewer services. They're such essential services necessary for public health and well-being that we can't have money going out of the system.
Who exactly provides the water to communities?
I think 9 out of 10 people have water service from their local government. There are water companies, particularly in the Northeast, that these are investor-owned water companies in the Northeast that provide regional areas. So there are regional water companies, and then there are national water companies like American Water and Aqua America that serve mostly more rural communities, because there's rural communities and statewide in different states. And then we also have international multinational water corporations like Suez and Veolia that are involved in water provision.
Isn't American Water the company responsible for the contamination disaster in West Virginia?
That was American Water. It's the largest water company in the United States. Oh, it's actually interesting. There's a local community group in West Virginia right now that are seeking local public control of their water system from American Water, in part because of the response they've seen to the water contamination that they think is inadequate, that the company responded poorly to the water contamination and didn't prepare for and plan for.
The fact that over the past 20 or 25 years, so many people have been convinced that bottled water is better, even though much of that just comes from public water supplies, you know, there's very little oversight of the industry. How has that affected the whole situation of providing quality, affordable water to people?
That is a major concern, that there's this public perception that our tap water is unsafe, so people don't want to invest in it. And then who can afford bottled water? Maud Barlow talks about like a two-tier water system. You have people who can afford this bottled water, and then you have people who, you know, are stuck with tap water. And if you're not having people who can afford bottled water invest in our tap water system, where does it leave our tap water system?
That was Mary Grant, director of the Food and Water Watch Public Water for All campaign. For more information on the group's work to ensure safe, affordable public water supplies, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.